Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
And CeeDee Lamb try to outduel Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow as the Cowboys face the Bengals on Monday Night Football. Our Cowboys countdown to kickoff starts Monday at 5:30, late post-game after. Brought to you by Miller Lite and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
Join the Hardline and Daryl Moose Johnston at Jake's on Marsh Lane in Dallas this Tuesday, starting at 3 p.m., benefiting Sadie Slay. Bring a toy valued at $30 or more or a cash donation and meet Moose. 100% of the proceeds from the entire evening will be donated to the Sadie Keller Foundation. And don't miss the 48 special, a burger Daryl created from scratch just for this event.
All right, Saad, thank you very much. No doubt. Come join us for, I don't know how many years it's been since Bob claimed that Sadie passed away. It's been many years.
Just a few.
Yes. That we've helped out with Sadie Slay, which is an incredible organization.
She's doing great.
Yes, that young Sadie put together when she noticed that kids that were not doing so good with cancer weren't having the best of Christmases. And so she personally, as a little girl, organized this. And now she's growing up before our eyes and is such a great kid. And we're proud to be a part of it again out at the Jake's in Addison with Daryl Johnston next Tuesday. So we mentioned this earlier in the show, but something really cool is going on in the P1 world where our buddy, our longtime friend, VJ Boyd, who grew up in the Plano area, went to the University of Texas at Dallas, UTD, has slowly worked his way up in the film industry and TV industry, Hollywood, if you will, where we started to know him because he would send us clips of shows that he was writing on, and he would always incorporate ticket-isms, ticket hosts, ticket ticker people,
ticket drops
into his shows. And we just found it so amazing because, you know, we're in this little bubble here in Dallas, and he's been able to get away with this for well over a decade now.
Yeah, because nobody that he works with has any idea of any of the references, so it flies under the radar. But if you are a P1 who knows any of this, it sticks out. Like, you're like, holy crap.
It's unbelievable.
As the helpline caller said, they're Easter eggs.
Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, when you're writing stories or creating stories, you need character names. And where do you get them? Sometimes from America's favorite radio station.
So when I was a kid in high school and really in college too, and we'd have to come up with like creative writing type stuff, every one of my characters, no matter what the story was.
Sooners.
They were all Sooners. Every one of them. Like, you can go back and look. It was so ridiculous. Teachers don't know. They're just names, right?
Right.
Well, I wasn't good at coming up with names, but I knew 100 names over a 15-year span. Just throw them in there.
Yes, for a while. Somebody was always sending birthdays to Dan for Why Today Doesn't Suck, and they were always fake birthdays that were just ways for him to get Liverpool players onto Why Today Doesn't Suck. So he knew I would know them all, but Dan wouldn't and would read them. And it wasn't even their birthday. He just wanted to wish his best friend, Steven Gerrard, a happy birthday or something like that. But going back to the realities of VJ Boyd, he has a legal department that would find out if it was a Sooner or a Liverpool player.
Yes.
And they would bounce those because that athlete might say, I need a check of the proceeds, so they don't let him into the show. But
here, we don't care. We're like, yeah!
we're excited to have our name on a CBS show or Netflix.
Real quick, our friend from Jake's, Kendra, I said Jake's in Addison. I should have listened to Saad. It's the Jake's on Marsh and Walnut Hill. All right.
That's not the Addison one?
That is not the Addison one. No, it's a new one.
Okay.
Yeah, new one on Marsh and Walnut Hill.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess the one in Addison is on Midway.
I think so. Thank you, Kendra.
I think I planted that seed in your brain.
That's okay.
I apologize.
So just a couple of examples, and we're doing this because VJ has a brand new show, the number one show on Netflix right now. It's called The Madness. VJ is the showrunner, meaning he is the head honcho of the show, writer, producer, all of it. He and one other guy. But this was, okay, so we all know the Craig Rosengarten moment in time where this famous ticket moment happened.
If you start sculling balls to the point where you're about to hurt somebody and you don't do anything about it, you're a flawed guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy who was sculling the shots and I'm whizzing them by the guy's head and everything should have stopped. The anus was on him. He should have moved.
The anus?
The anus.
All right.
The anus. So,
that's a top five moment in the history of the radio station. And it's something that we all laugh about because it's so ridiculous. How do you incorporate that on TV? Well, VJ did on an episode of Justified.
What the hell is that? Him?
He's a loyal customer.
Who the hell are you? I'll give you a gift. The anus is on you to take care of it. Not just give it away to any old face happens along.
The anus?
Yeah. You speak English, don't you? Face.
Yo, that's the second time you said that. Ain't gonna be no third.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. The fact that that exists. And so many people are like, well, what a clever bit of writing.
I know.
Right. Who would have ever thought about confusing onus and anus?
And then if he would have said, I meant heinous.
Yes. Yeah. There was a time that we had a fitness guy that did our show on Saturday mornings named George Dijon or George Digiani. And he had I don't know why this became a thing, but we became obsessed with it for like 5 years. This one drop.
Uh-oh.
What about eggs?
The police.
The George drop. Sorry. It's okay. Yeah. You can find the what about eggs drop. Anyway, it was just George going, what about eggs? And it was just real quick. And
yeah, because
he had a question about eggs with a guest.
Yeah, basically, George's fitness show was just him interviewing a guest for an hour.
Yeah.
And so I guess he was talking to some dietitian, and he had the non sequitur of, what about eggs?
Yeah. And I don't know why we gravitated to that. Do you have that? It's okay if you don't. All right, so Saad, here is VJ incorporating what about eggs into Ty Walker's character on the show. Ty Walker, of course, our former ticker guy.
The police.
Or perhaps you've heard rumors and innuendo elsewhere. Small town. I'm sure tongues are wagging.
I'm sorry. Who are you again?
Ty Walker. I am a fully licensed operative. Tiger Hawk Security Services. Now, you know conversations with the police are not confidential, right? There's no law that says you can't share with me what they shared with you. What about eggs?
Eggs.
Well, maybe you're hungry. I get like that on an empty stomach. I can't formulate a thought in my head.
What about eggs?
No, not that.
I had to give you something.
That's okay. That's all right.
What about eggs?
What about eggs with Ty Walker? Sean Bass, our own Sean Bass, made it into Justified.
Tim Gutterson, Rangers. Sean, good to see you, bro.
We call him Seabass on account of this State Department chick you nailed in the green zone in 06.
All right. They just let you boys take what you want, huh? He likes Harlan. He likes the hills.
I do. I like the hills.
You like the hills, Seabass?
No, not really. Kind of just versions of mountains, you know?
You know, I was curious.
VJ has such a gift with dialogue. It's just so interesting.
And every character in Justified is so backwoods that it all just makes sense.
It's such a fun show. It got rebooted, too, after a decade-long run. Yeah.
It's set in Chicago, right?
So VJ also wrote for SWAT, and in one episode of SWAT in season one, he had the following names in there. All right, this is the same episode.
Yeah.
So this would have been in 2017, I believe. Cash Saroy, Gordon, Keith, Laura Kemp, Jake Kemp, Donovan Watson, Corby, Norm, Councilwoman Bayless, and TC. There were 9 ticket names in 1 episode of SWAT. And then, of course, in that, I don't think it was the same episode, but in honor of George Jub Dunham.
Oh, I think it was.
This, okay.
Hey, what's up, big man? I'm Sergeant Harrelson, LAPD SWAT. What's your name?
Theo.
You sure about that?
You seem a little uncertain.
Anyone else here? What about Jub Jub? Jub Jub here? This is Jub Jub's fun factory, isn't it? How about Trey Mitchell? You ever come around?
Trey? Trey.
Does Trey ever come around?
Jub Jub's fun house.
Fun factory.
Yeah. So it's just, look.
Where's Jub Jub? Is Jub Jub here?
Just on and on and on and on, where if you're watching it and you didn't know, then you're jumping up and down. So the latest episode, or the latest show that he's a part of now, as we said, is The Madness. It's the number one show on Netflix. I watched the first 2 episodes last night, and it's great. So it is essentially this actor named Coleman Domingo, who I believe has been nominated for an Oscar. You'll recognize him when you see him.
Hey, man.
He was in one of the Walking Dead spinoffs.
Oh, was he? Okay. Mm-hmm. So
Coleman Domingo.
He plays a CNN talk show host on the show.
Okay.
And he wanders off for a weekend getaway outside of Philadelphia in the Poconos, up in the woods, and he witnesses a murder. And then his life, because of him seeing this murder, gets completely turned upside down. That's all I'm going to say about the show itself, because it's a wild ass ride from the minute that he encounters this. And there's no sign or anything that this is going to happen. You just kind of stumble into it all of a sudden as an audience member. You're like, oh my God. But yeah, it's the number one show on Netflix right now from VJ. And those other shows that he's been a part of, I mean, SWAT was semi-serious, you know, but it's also kind of, it can be campy. There's nothing campy about this show.
No, it's a thriller.
This is a hardcore thriller, and there's a lot of moving parts, and yes, it's really tense, and so I'm surprised that he messed with any of it in trying to incorporate us in there at all. But he did. I don't even want to tell you what episode this is or anything. But in one of the scenes, these 2 women police officers walk in to a scene where the main character is supposed to be. And as clear as day, their buttons on their badges on their shirt say Sturm and Davidson. So here we go.
There he is.
Sorry about that, Bert. Officer Sturm, how are you? How's your sister?
She's doing better, Mr. Rollins. I'll tell her you asked. We're here looking for Muncie Daniels. You seen him or talked to him?
Last thing I need is the city taking my shop as civil forfeiture.
That's not an answer, sir.
And by the way, you pause it here.
The answer is no.
So, Officer Sturm, good cop.
Okay.
Officer Davidson, bad cop.
That's fine.
Okay.
That fits the brand.
Okay.
The answer is no, he's not here.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to do a search. We do have a warrant.
Wasn't here before, I ain't here now.
I'll check around back.
So Officer Sturm leaves, and Officer Davidson starts to interrogate.
Where's your dad? Where is your dad? He leave you here? You ain't gonna answer.
All good?
All good. This officer needs to be reported. Let's all settle.
Is it clear down there?
Yeah. Basement, garage, upstairs, all clear.
You got something you want to say?
We're leaving, Davidson.
And And off they go. Officers Sturm and Davidson, after trying to do their job as best they can. We're leaving, Davidson.
Looks like I have my hands full with Officer Davidson.
Right.
Yeah,
trying
you do.
To keep him in line.
Do they go straight to Chipotle after this?
Jimmy John's, yeah. They are both African-American police officers, female police officers. So
yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for doing that to both me and Bob.
The transformation is complete.
But, yeah, it's really cool. It's a fun, I mean, obviously, it's the number one show on Netflix right now. It's super fun. It's well written. It's crazy ass, all of it. And I don't know if we're in it anymore.
I demand that we're in it more.
I haven't, I mean, it's all out there. Every episode
is there
going to
be
there.
A season two?
And yeah,
maybe it'll
spin-off?
Be all about Sturm and Davidson.
Yes, yeah, they're
two.
So popular. Cop characters are so popular.
That's what we need.
But thank you to VJ.
Thanks, VJ.
Once again, and congratulations, VJ, on all your success. It's really, really cool.